Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Ukraine-based jazz saxophonist and composer Carlo Muscat. We talk about his new 2026 album, That's About It. This is his third interview with the program, and it's always an honor to profile another chapter for this contemporary European jazz cat who is always full of great music. On his eighth album, As a Leader, he proves his chops yet again as a veteran on the Paris and Mediterranean scenes. Yet, with this work, it marks a profound shift in his trajectory. Recorded in Kyiv during the ongoing invasion, the album is a collaboration with an ensemble of Ukrainian musicians and an act of artistic persistence. The music prioritizes melody economy, harmonic detail, and a deliberate restraint, a compositional stillness created in the heart of a chaotic landscape. We cover this album, the modern world we're living in, live shows, and so much more. Enjoy this installment.
Well, hey, yes. I think this is third time's a charm. This is our third time getting in here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me once again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into the new album, That's About It, and everything that's going on. Where are you at on the planet right now?
I'm still in Kyiv.
Okay.
I've spent most of the year here. Just I travel, maybe two or three times per year, do some shows, go back to Malta for a few weeks. But my main hub is here now.
So I had heard kind of some news headlines recently that there was going to be a ceasefire, and this was going to, hopefully the war, it was going to start going away. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't really know what can be true from the headlines.
Sure.
There's a lot going on always. People talk, the news has their own agenda.
Yeah.
Usually. So, no, I mean, I think that something will change by the end of the year somehow. But this is just my opinion from how I see things. Still things are happening the same as they were in the past 2 or 3 years.
The focus now has shifted from, the kind of the global thought was on that war and what was going on and everything that went into that. Now it's all kind of been shifted to what's going on in America between immigration,
yeah,
the war with Iran. We have kind of become the epicenter of this chaotic world that we're living in right now.
Yes,
overall,
Trump didn't help the situation here, of course. So that's been kind of tough, but also maybe advantageous in the sense that Ukraine has had to, deal with becoming maybe more autonomous. And I think they're doing that very well from what I can see. Again, I'm no expert. It's just from what I, speaking with people here and seeing what's happening. So that might be maybe the positive of what's been going on.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, and we've had this discussion now, we're on our third interview, at the end of the day, the glue that helps all of us stay together and to feel connected and okay is music. And you have a new album. Talk to me a little bit about, with everything that's going on in your country, everything that America is doing overall, what went into this album? What was kind of your vision for this project?
Yeah, so what I usually speak about when people ask me, what motivates you, etc., there's no real answer to that question. Motivation is kind of very abstract, and one thing that I try to do with every project is that if I'm going to record, I have a reason to record, meaning that there's something that I want to show. Either it's something has changed in my playing, or something has changed in the way I arrange things and the way I compose, that I want to kind of think of it as a milestone, let's say. Unless I have that, I don't really feel that I should record. Now, the first time we spoke, that was the sixth album. It was a duo with Tony Tixier, the album called Hymns. So the point there was, if you remember, it was just arrangements of French songs. So the point was really to focus on the importance of melody, really playing the horn as though you're a singer, that there isn't much else other than being able to play the melody and sing through your instrument and kind of removing everything else. Now, this is a little bit of an extension to that idea, hence the title, That's About It, in the sense that it is mostly about keeping things kind of simple, being able to sing and focusing on melodic ideas as much as possible. But this is a collection of original compositions. So it's extending that idea to deal with my original music. And there is a certain stillness to the music, to the session in general. So this was just one day in the studio. And one thing that is interesting, so this was one of the toughest winters ever for anyone here. So we were having like 20-hour, 24-hour blackouts. It was on average minus 20, minus 15 degrees outside throughout the winter. And it was really difficult. And the recording was done in December, so it was just kind of midway through all of this. And actually, the whole session was recorded on a generator. So there was no power. The power came back at the end of the day when we're basically all done. So it was recorded through a blackout and, you know, air raid sirens going off randomly. So there is a certain contrast between the music and the context of the session.
Do you ever get the chance to just turn it off? Like, I was talking to someone, I was interviewing somebody that was in Paris, their family left Iran, and she's working to try to get a more democratic government over there. And I was wondering, and I was asking, what do you do to get your mind off it? Obviously, you have music, I'm sure it's for all kinds of levels of mental health. But do you ever get a turn off this chaos that you've lived through in your country? Does it ever go away and you come back and you're like, wow, that was great. I left for a minute.
One advantage that I have is that I can leave, not like Ukrainians.
Sure.
You know, Ukrainian men, most of them cannot leave. So for me, it's a little bit different because, as I said, twice, three times a year, I get to travel. But many times my partner stays here. So, for example, I just went to Canada. We played four shows in a row with this new material and some of the previous material. And so I was there alone, and you know, it's always what is happening. Were there any attacks? Is something going to happen? If something happened, where did it happen? So you're always in touch, always, you know, getting notifications, even if you're halfway across the world.
Yeah.
You end up always checking on your phone, seeing what's happening, scrolling. So it does get to you. But what is probably even more dangerous, the fact that it becomes normal. We tend to normalize what is happening. And that is really, in my opinion, quite bad. That's, you know, if there are sirens, if there are blackouts, once it happens for a few months, a few years, you just think, oh, okay, you know, it's just another day. But you forget that it's not supposed to be like that in the first place.
Yeah, I get it. So that's about it. It came out on March 8th. I'm curious, what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
Yeah, it's mostly trying to strip a lot of the noise in the sense, kind of what music has become with social media and different platforms, which also affects me a lot in the sense that it became kind of this very performative thing. Unfortunately, that's the way I see it. So I just want to bring the listener back to what actually makes things musical, purely, melody and harmony and rhythm. And that's it, just as simple as possible on the surface.
So it's obviously streaming everywhere. If anybody wants to get a copy, are you on Bandcamp? Is that the best place?
Yes, on Bandcamp they can buy the digital album, and they can also buy copies from me directly from Bandcamp, which I will mail. And the physical copies come with a download code, so you get both the CD and the digital album to go with it.
And you had mentioned getting out on the road. You get the opportunity to do that a little bit. You just came from Canada. Or is there anything coming up? If anybody wants to catch you live, where can they do that?
Right, so next is going to be we have 4 nights in Mallorca. That will be at the end of July. And then some dates in Malta in the end of the year. And also at the end of December in Barcelona at Jamboree. So anyone who is interested in finding out more about the dates, they can find me. The best place is Instagram. And there I post all of my upcoming shows and any details about the release, etc.
So I hope that here in the future we can both talk and be in a country that doesn't have a level of drama and strife going on.
True.
But
Yes, true.
I will tell you, it is always an honor to be able to catch up with you, to talk to you about what you're doing. I think as desensitized as we get, I am always very cognizant of the courage that it takes for you to do what you're doing and to put it out into the world. So I'm always very admirable of what you're doing, and it's always great to catch up. So thank you so much for taking a minute out today.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really great to speak with you again.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Ukraine, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Carlos for swinging on by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.